Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what if the cries you heard weren't from the baby you brought home, but from the one you lost?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story and you'd like to share it with us, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802, or you can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get access to the archive, advanced episodes, all without commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts. You can check it out for 3 days, see if you like it. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol, and Todd's with me today. And I have something I wanted to run by you, Todd.
Okay. What do you
got? So I got to put on my glasses for this. So I got this story through going to Real Ghost Stories Online and submitting a story. But it's not really a story. It's a question. So it says, and I think you and I kind of talked about this recently. It says, I've been listening for years and the stories are entertaining. After a few years, I noticed a pattern which makes me roll my eyes, where it's always a white lady in a white 1800s nightgown/dress or a white guy in a suit and top hat. So ghosts are only white and from the 1800s and 1900s? There are no black or Mexican ghosts that just show up in a Tupac sweater from 1990 and say, what up? It is just too cliche after a while to believe. But it is entertaining. I just wanted to throw that out there. And I think, was it you and me kind of talking about that recently? Because I actually, we have had some, in fact, I did a a story the other day that I thought was interesting on the Grave Talks about a haunted house, and this psychic had gone to the house and seen a bunch of slaves. So she was surrounded by black people at the house, and they were very angry at the person in the house. I thought that was interesting. But mm-hmm. one story years ago, Tony and I did, and it was about this woman at a restaurant. I think it was a woman. But she saw these two guys walk in, and they were both wearing sweater vests. I don't know why I remember that. And they went into the bathroom, and they never came out. And so, what? Right? So I'm like, well, do you really want to go in and find out what the guys in the sweater vests are doing in the bathroom for so long? But so eventually somebody went in there, and they just weren't in there. And there wasn't a window or a way for them to get out. And she's like, I sat there like they didn't walk back. They never came back out. So I was like, it was the ghosts in the sweater vests. But we got to kind of laughing about that because you don't always hear about ghosts in sweater vests or nobody wearing a Tupac headscarf or something. You don't always hear about those.
Yeah. And I have a couple of thoughts that I've kind of put as questions in my brain since I do investigate. And I, you know, you do hear the woman in the white dress coming down the staircase, right?
There's a lot of that. Yeah.
Yep. I have a couple of questions that I question why that might be. And one of them is sometimes I wonder if we see other energies as if they're shown to us or if they present themselves to us in a way that we will understand what it is. So in other words, you know, none of us here in America have ever lived in the jungles of Brazil, and we have not necessarily experienced what it's like to be Native American or whatever. Maybe some of us have, but I'm just wondering if the way these energies come to us are in ways that we as individuals can understand.
So
it's going to be a white lady in a white dress, but I also wonder if it's really not a white dress. I really seriously thought about, is it just a mist of energy trying to come together to present itself in whatever form that is? Are we just seeing a white mist and we're just all automatically saying, well, it's a woman in white dress? Are we seeing a shadow that may automatically present itself as a man in a tuxedo and a top hat just because it's a shadow? I kind of wonder about that a little bit. But yeah, I always wonder about, like, do the energies in England feel the same as the energies in America? Because they should be somewhat different, I would think. And what's it like to see a ghost there as opposed to maybe a place on the continent of Africa, or who knows? I really do kind of consider that kind of stuff. In Alaska, are all the ghosts in like big parkas and stuff like
right.
that? You know, are in the South, are they all in shorts? I kind of wonder about like what our personal experiences can do to the energies that come to present themselves to us. How much control do we have over that?
And I think like the lady in the white dress, a lot of those I think are kind of, I don't know if I want to use urban legend for that, but there's a lot of different haunting stories at hotels and houses.
Sure.
And places. There's a lady in a red dress, black dress, white dress. Her husband left her there, or she was a prostitute, or there's all these different scenarios about these women. And so some of those I think are kind of urban legends a little bit. And those stories kind of get passed around.
Right. And maybe by hearing those, we automatically think that when we experience something, it's got to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see, let's say a mist or a smoke in the air, we automatically, our brains go back to the old spooky stories of the woman in the white dress, right? And do we make our brains think that's what we saw, even though we saw something similar, but maybe not quite? It's interesting. There's so much to really think about when you talk about ghosts and energies and, you know,
voices you
hear.
I have heard, because I have done hundreds of ghost stories over the years I've been doing the show, but I have heard some. We had one recently where a woman came home from work. There had been an accident. She came into her house and saw a woman in her house, but she was very contemporary looking. And then she found out that the woman in this accident had died. And if I remember right, she kind of walked in on the woman sort of near her pets, her dogs. And this woman was really into dogs who had just passed. And so it sounded like she had seen the woman who had just passed away. So I do think that there are definitely scenarios where there are people in regular clothing that you might see.
Yeah. And I do think, though, the title Ghosts in the Sweater Vests or Spirits in the Sweater Vest could be a brand new Hallmark Channel Christmas movie. So
watch them walk into the bathroom and never come out. Because when we were doing the story, I remember thinking, who's going to go in and find out what the two guys are doing in the bathroom for so long? Like,
nobody wants to go do that.
Like, either it's illegal or you don't want to walk in on that, you know? And since they're guys in sweater vests, it doesn't make me think they're doing heroin in the bathroom or something. And so I was like, what an awkward situation to be like, the guys in the sweater vest are still in the bathroom.
Well, and maybe the person who experienced that was enjoying a little something themselves on the side. I don't know.
I don't know why that story stuck with me. But so just know, this person saw two guys in a sweater vest. They're both wearing sweater vests, which I thought was even weirder. One guy in a sweater vest is one thing. Two guys is another thing.
Yeah, where's the fucking fashion police when you need them? You
know? Who wears sweater vests? But I don't know. Maybe at that time they were kind of in. I don't know. But I totally appreciated this message because I was like, and you're right. A lot of the stories we do here. But I do think, like, Mexican ghosts, if you're in Mexico, I'm going to guess you're going to see more Mexican ghosts.
Right.
Now, there's no reason why we shouldn't see them here because my neighborhood is very Hispanic.
Right. But maybe if that's your experience in life, if you live in a certain region, that's how you experience that kind of stuff. I don't know.
But like my house built in 1940.
Yep.
You know, say one of the first owners of my house would be here. He would look like he's from the 1940s, maybe.
Absolutely. But you don't know what was there before that house. Exactly. So it could be somebody that was even older. You know, it could be something from the 1800s or the 1700s.
And maybe the people who are more current day, they're more like, yeah, I'm just popping in to give you a message from the other side. I'm on my way. I don't want to hang out for eternity.
I'm just
bores me to think about that. I don't have the attention span.
My mind is starting to go like, Tony, well, maybe when you die, you're assigned, you're going to wear a top hat when you present yourself to humans and you're going to have a white dress. You have two choices. You can have a top hat or a white dress, or you can't present
yourself. One or the other.
Yeah.
Because I do think the top hat, there are a lot of top hat stories, but I've kind of read some stuff where they're kind of associated with a shadow figure.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
And so it's like, look at me. I'm the top hat shadow figure, which is weird. But I have wondered that myself. Like, why so many top hats? Because that was only a thing for a while. Like, that's Abraham Lincoln days. It wasn't like that didn't go on for 400
years. 1970s at Studio 54, they weren't wearing top hats.
They weren't wearing much of anything, actually.
They were the ones in the sweater vests.
That they wore to get in and then took them off.
That's right.
Well, let's listen to a story. Here you go.
Hey, this is Peter from Kansas City, Kansas. I'd just like to tell you one of my experiences I had. I want to say it's about 6 years ago. We used to be in downtown Kansas in a place called the Walnut Towers. And it happened when we brought our son home from the hospital. And what happened is my son, you know, ran with both new parents. And he'll cry, you know, like new infants do. But I would hear my son cry. And I'd go look at him or go see if he's okay. And he's perfectly fine, you know. And this is what happened. Throughout the day, I hear a cry, and I go check on both of them, you know, because my girlfriend's in the bedroom, you know, resting, and my son is there sleeping, and, you know, they'll both be fine. And I'll hear these cries when I'm not, I don't know, paying attention to it, or when my mind's somewhere else, or like I'm doing the dishes, or fixing or tinkering on my PC, I'll hear the cry for about 2 seconds only. And I get up and check on them, and, you know, they're doing fine. And I want to say a couple of days passed, and I was in the bathroom taking a shower, and I got out from the shower, and I was drying my hair, and I could hear my son cry really, really loud outside the bathroom door for about a good 15, 20 seconds. And to me, you know, I'm like, you know, he probably is hungry, or like a dirty diaper or whatever. So I got done what I was doing. And I got up from the bathroom, and my girlfriend was sitting on the couch watching TV. So I asked her, hey, you know, is Ace okay? That's my son's name, Ace. And she's like, yeah, he's doing fine, you know. He fell asleep. And she said, he fell asleep when you're about to get into the shower. And I was like, oh, okay, just like that. I didn't tell her what I heard. But in my mind, I was like, what? You know, I heard my son cry just about 5 minutes ago, really loud. And the reason why I didn't want to tell her, because, you know, she just gave birth and she had all that stress. I don't want to put more stress onto her. So I just kept it at that, didn't tell her. So throughout the week, I hear, you know, the baby cry. And same story, go check on him, and nothing, you know. So I was like, well, maybe, you know, if you live in an apartment, maybe there's other babies here. So I proceeded to investigate. So I went to the neighbors across from us, asked them if they have any babies or infants or people who visit with babies, and they said no. And I went to the neighbors to the left of us and the neighbors to the right of us for the same questions. I even went to the neighbors in the bottom of us and the neighbors on top of us. And they said, no, you know, we never had any babies over. The youngest kid that came over, it was like 9 or 8 years old. So I'm like, okay, you know, maybe I am going crazy. Or maybe it's like, you know, you're new to being a parent, so every noise you hear is a cry. So, you know, get up from what you're doing and you go check on them. So in this apartment tower, there's always a group of elderly women in the lobby, and they'll be there from like the sun up to sundown. They'll be there, you know, gossiping, knitting, crocheting. So I proceeded to go ask them, have they, you know, seen any babies, infants come through, you know? And they looked at me and they said, no, the only baby we've seen so far was the one that you brought home. So I was like, okay, you know, thank you for your time, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, man, I am freaking losing my mind. And this happened like every day for like, I want to say a week, and probably like 6 times a day. So the following week, I went back to work and I proceeded to tell one of my coworkers this, you know. And she the look on her face was like, ah, you know, crazy. And then she said she gave me a response and just put the pieces together. And I feel really bad forgetting about this also. And what she said was, maybe it's the other one, just like that. And I'm like, wow. Because the year before we had my son now, we had a miscarriage. And we both of us took it really hard. You know, me and my girlfriend, we took it really hard because we always wanted a family. And we were, you know, pretty down about that. But when my coworker said, maybe it's the other one, and maybe it was the other one, you know, it's pretty tough. And that put the pieces together right there. And my thoughts is, you know, maybe we brought this one in and the other one's like, hey, you know, don't forget about me. You know, I was in your life once, or I don't know what, maybe that one's here to, you know, be the guardian angel of my son now. You know, who knows? But ever since I figured that out, like, the crying stopped. Maybe because I realized it. I don't know what's going on there. But it was pretty crazy. But it was pretty cool in some crazy way. So that's my story. Thanks for the time, and I love the show.
That is so interesting that once he came to that realization, oh, maybe it's the baby we lost, the crying stopped.
Yeah.
That's interesting because as the story's going on, it's like, oh, little ghost baby or something. I don't know. But I don't know. The fact that it stopped after that, that's interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, you could try and come up with reasons. You could try and come up with explanations. But the most important thing in this one, again, is kind of like what we were talking about before. Like if it somehow brings you some comfort, right? That's the most important thing. And maybe it was the baby saying, you know, don't forget about me, mm-hmm. right? Or I'm here watching over my sibling. Never know. But it is kind of heartwarming to know that he's thinking of that lost child and still loving that lost child and all that other good stuff.
And I love that he said maybe he's watching over the baby.
Correct.
And you know, just as soon as he came to that realization, then the crying stopped. Maybe that's all it was, just supposed to be, hey, I'm here, I've got him, just so you know. Oh, that was really touching. And you could tell in his voice, like he had really experienced it.
Like yeah.
That was.
I can't even imagine what that's like. Losing anybody is tough, but losing a child or an unborn child must be just horrific. So hearts going out to him and his family. And
but the fact that they have a little baby now.
Yeah, that's great.
That's wonderful. So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or just write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcast, try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.